Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the United States Coast Guard is Petty Officer Seth Thorson. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Glad to have you on the show. I'm doing well, thank you. How's your summer been going so far?
It's been busy. The weather's been nice. The gas prices are low, and we've been busy this summer.
That'll do it, won't it?
That's it.
Well, you know, gas prices don't really have much to do with what we're going to talk about today, because these are driven other than by a motor. We're going to talk about paddle sport safety, and before we went on, you were giving me some numbers about what's been going on this summer and why it's important to get you on today.
Well, that's correct. Yeah, in the past 30 days, the Coast Guard's had 27 cases of injuries or incidents with paddlecraft, and paddlecraft includes kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards, and four of which have been confirmed loss of life because of no life jackets. So we're just trying to get with you and get the word out today about some safety and what people should do and the best practices they should have.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk safety, but the reason behind this, are there just more people taking advantage of this sport? Are you seeing more out there? Is that the reason why we're seeing more of these incidents?
Well, paddlecraft is becoming one of the biggest explosion of recreational activities on the Great Lakes in the past couple years. And the Coast Guard's been seeing a large increase and a steady rise of paddlecraft-related cases. So.
Yeah. And now, we were talking also before we went on, the fact that people think of paddleboards and just little kayaks, that they don't need to have that same kind of safety because they're just little vessels. But you know what? They do have to follow those same guidelines. We're going to talk about those safety issues, things that they need to be doing or should be doing for safety reasons, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Where do you want to start? Let's talk a little bit about safety.
All right, sounds good. Well, the Coast Guard recently has officially classified stand-up paddleboards as vessels. Mm-hmm. And what that means is adult paddleboarders are required to have a U.S. Coast Guard-approved life jacket. It's also known as a personal flotation device. For each person on board, a sound-producing device, which is a whistle or a small air horn, and a visual distress signal, which is basically a flashlight.
No,
and they're required to have those on board at all times.
Really? Okay. So, I know they think about those, that size and think where they're going to put this, but it's important for them to have it somewhere on there.
It is important. And the law states that all persons 12 years old and under are required to wear a U.S.-approved life jacket. Anyone over the age of 12 doesn't necessarily have to wear the life jacket. They just have to have it on board with them. Mm-hmm. We always recommend, obviously, that if you are doing any of these sports, to actually wear the life jacket. But fortunately, with modern technology and small whistles and small flashlights these days, where it really doesn't take up that much room.
So. That's true. And we're talking all ages. I know a lot of adults go, well, yeah, it's important for the kids to have that that life jacket. But, I know how to swim and things like that. But, no, we're talking about all ages for safety reasons.
Yeah, that's correct. There was a family of four that was kayaking, and an incident happened. And the children on board had life jackets on, but the parents did not. And unfortunately, there was a deceased male, the father of that family passed away just because he was not wearing a life jacket.
Yeah, so important to do so. Now, we talked about the required things, but there's some other things that they should have with them too. Like communication devices, right? Probably good. I mean, most people carry their cell phones with them anyway, but if you can, bring that with you too, right?
Absolutely. You could bring a radio, you could bring a cell phone. A lot of people don't leave home without them these days, but unfortunately, it's hard to use a cell phone when you're floating out in the middle of the water.
Right.
But it is possible, and carry as much as you can.
So. Exactly. Now, education. Let's talk about that too, because that surprised me when I was reading through this that you can actually take courses. We always hear about boater safety courses, but they can do the same thing with paddle boards and paddle boats.
You can. Yeah, we offer. Through the Coast Guard Auxiliary and different agencies around U.S. Power Squadrons. I believe the DNR is also doing some different training. It's just something you need to contact, those people and try to set up. But, we are always a phone call away if you have any questions about what to have or need anything answered. We're always there, and contact any local Coast Guard unit. We'll help you.
Okay. Now, is this for more long distance, but filing a float plan, is that something you should do if you're making a longer trip, or is it should be something where, even if you're going to be out paddling around the bay, they should, make sure that they know where you're at?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We always recommend whether you're boating, whether, anything you're doing out on the water, that you file a float plan. And it can be as easy as just letting you know, a couple of people know what you're doing, where you're going, how long you're going to be there, when you're planning on being back, what exactly you're doing. You know, it could be as simple as a phone call, or you could even go on the Coast Guard mobile app that's available, and they have float plans that you can fill out and that you could forward on to a family or friend as well. So there's many resources out there to do that, but it could be, you know, something as easy as just a phone call.
Boy, no doubt about that. And speaking of easy, a common sense thing, but I'm sure you've run into it many times, ID on yourself and or on the craft you're using. Make sure you're out there, they can find you and know who you are and, you know, what kind of boat you've got.
Yeah, it seems so simple, but it can help out, and it can actually save us, you know, many, many man hours and a lot of money if you just label, you know, whether it's your name and phone number and address on whatever your paddle craft is, whether it's a canoe, a kayak, a paddleboard, you know, any of that stuff. Because when we come across something, you know, the weather is always changing on the Great Lakes. So, you know, if you just pull your canoe up on the beach and the wind shifts and blows it off the beach out into the water and we come across it, then we are, you know, required to conduct a search. Which, if we don't find anything, and if it's just an adrift kayak, you know, obviously that we're not going to find anybody out there. And, you know, it's a long process to search and look for somebody, where if it's just labeled, we can call that person and they, you know, everyone's safe and sound, and we can get a, you know, a suspension on that case a lot easier. So
very good. Now, we went through a lot of things here safety wise. If somebody wants more information, how would they go about doing that, Seth?
You can contact your local Coast Guard unit. You can contact the Department of Natural Resources at their local phone number. But, you know, here in Taos specifically, our local phone number is 989-362-4429. And you could talk to anybody and we'll answer your question.
All right. Do you guys have, is there a website too? Can they go to a website to learn more on this?
You can. You can go right to the National Safe Boating Council's website. You can go to the U.S. Coast Guard's Boating Safety webpage, and that's just www.uscgboating.org. The Coast Guard has a mobile app, which I talked about before.
Right, yeah.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary webpage. I mean, there's many, many resources out there for people seeking information.
Very good. Learn your paddle sport safety before you go out with the remaining summer here. Petty Officer Seth Thorson from the U.S. Coast Guard Great Lakes, we appreciate your time today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.